This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and Sirius XM channel 371.
Yeah, Chester, of course. Chester's gone to the groomer.
Yeah.
Chrissy, can you take a picture of the ottoman? Chester's gone to the groomer. He's not here today.
No Chester. That's right. We have Fuller.
We have Fuller. Chester. No Chester. And somebody sent us the, remember the dog?
Yeah, there's Chester.
And it looks it's like fill-in. Chester. Chester about 20 pounds lighter.
Yeah. Well, that's what Chester looks like right now. But next time you see him on Monday, assuming we are still employed by the worldwide leader, SiriusXM, he'll come back looking sleek. Mrs. P likes him cut down low. I like him shaggy. Mrs. P wins the bet.
So how's
it's Chester. I'm gonna be honest with you, it really does look like Chester.
Oh my God.
We got a fun show today, man.
Yeah, we got a lot of guests. We've got some topics to get into. We'll get your phone calls, 844-SAY-ACCN. We got packages at the end. We got things delivered here.
I had a crazy gift yesterday, which we'll see later on.
And I had to go pick up one that has come in. So excited about that. We'll showcase that stuff. Jeff Collins is live in the basement.
Yeah, assuming that the private plane is on time and the helicopter doesn't have issues with the weather.
Your plane, Mr. Packer.
Again, bacon, egg, and cheese, no mayo. 404, Waffle House, man. That's what we're looking for.
Seth Greenberg will be here. Muffet McGraw in the 9 o'clock hour. And Mike Waters of Syracuse.com here at the bottom of the hour.
And a little wrestling action.
Tony Roby as well in this first hour. We got wrestling.
Not wrestling.
Don't
give me that Georgia thing on me. It's wrestling.
We have wrestling tonight on ACC Network. I want you to think you're going to turn on ACC Network tonight and you're going to see Gordon Solie talking to Black Jack Mulligan, at the Civic Center in Carrollton tonight. No, we're talking about Castle Coliseum, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, top 12 match tonight in collegiate wrestling. And this is the first, I think, of four or five Friday nights of wrestling on
ACC
Network.
Wrestling on ACC Network.
I like it.
I do like it.
I do too.
I've never been to a wrestling match. I've never been to a wrestling match. I've been to plenty of wrestling matches. Have you ever been to a wrestling match?
College wrestling?
College wrestling.
I went to see back in the Vanderbilt days.
Were they any good?
No, Vanderbilt, when I was doing Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt's never good at anything, are they? Other than baseball.
Basketball, they were playing at Penn State.
Ooh, which they take it personally.
So Vanderbilt's playing at Old Rec Hall at Penn State. Well, the night before the game, Penn State is wrestling Iowa.
Oh, my goodness. That's like as good as it gets.
At Old Rec Hall.
Old school.
And we were able to slip in the back door and watch, I don't know, 30 minutes of it.
Was it great?
Slam full. People losing their minds, and it was great.
I want to go.
Won't be hard. I mean, we got a schedule of wrestling coming up here on ACC Network. We can finish the show on a Friday, zip up to, Raleigh, Chapel Hill, Blacksburg, whatever.
You can. I can't. I'm busy in the afternoon.
So you tell them people on 84 just to take a break on a Friday.
Well, I don't think I tell them to take a break. It's normally the other way around. Pack, we think you should take a break. That's normally how that works.
By the way, Drew Brooks, our producer, has just told me it would take you less than 3 hours to get to Blacksburg. You go tonight.
I could. I have a show from 4 to 7 on SiriusXM.
Do the show from Blacksburg.
Let me just make a phone call and let that happen.
People in Blacksburg would love to have the Pac-Man.
I don't doubt that, but it doesn't quite work that way on the SiriusXM side. It takes a little doing.
I know some of those folks. They're professionals.
I didn't say they were not professionals. I just said it took a little time for that to work.
Now, let me ask you this.
I would like to go see one.
All right, let me ask you this.
I think we should do a show from there.
I just want to ask you this on a Friday morning at 4 minutes after the hour. If Drew Brooks can get this done by the time we're off the air at 10 o'clock, you go to Blacksburg and do the show tonight?
I can't.
All right.
And let me tell you why. Because the show starts at 4.
Right.
It's going to take me an hour and a half, 2 hours to get there. That means you got to be gone by 2.
Right.
There's going to be traffic. That's 1:30. And I've got a 2 o'clock meeting. So that's a problem. That's what I'm saying. It takes a little doing here.
Well, we got some Pac-Man.
I'm not on Durham. Hey, it's 10:01. What am I going to do with the rest of my day? I got stuff to do.
I'm going to Central New York after the game, after the show.
Excuse us.
12 noon tomorrow
excuse
with
us,
Malcolm
Mr. Broadcaster. Where's my – I think it's behind you, the Malcolm playing card. I would like to go, though. I think it would be a blast. And I have been told during the afternoon show and off campus that when you go to the NCAA championships, it is unbelievable how great it is.
Adam Amin should come join us on this show one time. He told me that he did the NCAA championships for ESPN one year, and it was phenomenal. It was in St. Louis.
I've heard it from everybody who's ever been that says, oh, you know, you guys are always talking about March Madness or what.
ACC Wrestling Championships are at Pittsburgh this year.
We haven't been to Pitt.
Nope.
We need an excuse to go to Pittsburgh.
Permane Brothers.
Well, it's a great food town.
Permane Brothers.
We have a lot of friends there, at least what we consider friends.
Yeah. I'll see some of them tonight, the Cable Brothers. I'll see this tonight in practice.
I mentioned this the other day on the air, because we're always transparent whether we're right or wrong.
Yeah.
But I thought that me and you have done a lousy job promoting wrestling.
Tony Robey's on this show at 7:45.
I know that, and he's been on before, and he was great the first time he was on with us.
Yep.
And their team's ranked third in the country. North Carolina's 12th. The ACC's got four teams in the top 15, right?
Yep.
We haven't done a good enough job with wrestling.
Okay.
Because I'm sensing that if we go, we're going to love it. And if we get hooked on something, watch out. Right? That's normally how this works. Or if we go and it stinks, we'll just absolutely Heisman pose you all day long. We'll give you the Heisman pose. But I think it'll be tremendous.
Tonight will be fantastic. 7:00 right here on ACC Network.
I like Friday Night Wrestling. I think that could be a cool catchphrase for the network. Friday Night Wrestling.
Wrestling.
I said that.
I know. We have to make sure we say that.
Well, one of us.
Or else people are going to turn on the set and think they're going to see Greg the Hammer Valentine against Tony Atlas.
No, we're not going to bring in Nate, even though we could. That's an easy phone call here for Nature Boy.
Well, I'm sure. I was thinking about Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Nature Boy Ric Flair used to be a co-host with me years ago.
He's everywhere, by the way.
The ubiquitous Ric Flair.
He's everywhere.
That would be, that's the difference. He's everywhere for Elon. It's ubiquitous from Clemson.
He's everywhere. You want to tell people about the email you just got before the show here?
I will, real quickly.
This is big news on Packer and Durham now.
And let's see, contact. I got an email from a woman by the name of Diane Kebble. And Diane, unfortunately, has been diagnosed with cancer. Bless. But for whatever reason, I don't know that I know her, but she has given me $58 million. And all I need to do is just basically email her back for the $58 million. So it's been fun. I've really enjoyed working.
You just couldn't email her back.
Well, as soon as I email her back, I mean, I'm going to be professional.
$58 million?
I'm going to be professional and get through this show with you.
Then you're going to email her back.
I'm going to email her back, and I will, to my word, do the SiriusXM show this afternoon. And then, I got to take some serious thought about whether or not I need to continue to do this. I'll still let y'all in the basement if I decide not to come back.
Until you sell the house.
Well, then you'll have to work with the new owner. You and ESPN will have to deal with the new owner of the home.
And then it'll be.
I appreciate Diane Kebble and her $58 million offer this morning. My hopes are high here on January 24th that we finally reach the finish line.
Packer has America's email. It might not be right. It might not be accurate. It might be trash.
I will tell you, I get the most bizarre emails. Yes, you do. Yeah. I get stuff from China and Brazil. It's phenomenal. And I respond to all of them.
I do. What do you respond?
Well, I'm the native tongue, obviously. That's why every time we have Dallin Cuff on the show, I ask for the Portuguese word of the day. And I incorporate that in my responses to South America.
Oh, you're unbelievable.
All right, let's go. We got stuff to do.
All right, we got a huge weekend for the glob. Yes. And I want to tell you now, we're getting some traction with Packer calling 4-15 the glob.
Is that right?
Yeah.
People are running with it?
Well, yeah, kind of. Because it's a good way to describe what ACC basketball is. Although I did have a guy stop me in a office supply store yesterday and said, you guys just need to tell everybody the league not very good. And I'm a Virginia man, and we can't shoot.
he's right about it not being able to shoot.
I said, well, here's the way. Packers calling it the glob. He goes, well, that's a nice way of saying it.
Well, that's what they pay us a lot of money for, up with such words like glob.
Well, and when you think about tomorrow, Miami at Carolina, Virginia Tech at Boston College.
Can I make a bold prediction?
Sure.
I think North Carolina's going to win tomorrow. I think the streak of 2020 comes to an end tomorrow.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I thought they showed signs of life the other night in Blacksburg.
Okay.
And I'm not in Miami at times will give you a dose of, man, I kind of like what they're doing, but all of a sudden they can't defend the rim. And sometimes they just can't close. I think North Carolina's going to win. Now, we may come back Monday and you'll say, Pack, you're an idiot. You thought North Carolina's going to beat Miami will do accounting, but I have a funny feeling the Heels are going to win tomorrow.
So Miami, Carolina on ESPN2 tomorrow at noon. Early. Roy Williams' team with Corey Alexander and Doug Sherman at the mic. Interesting game. You see BPI gives Carolina, for what it's worth, a 70% chance to win.
Here's the thing. I always get the cold, clammy feeling with the BPIs and the FBIs and the FPIs and the PITs and all that stuff we come up
well,
with.
Well, here's one storyline that is going to persist in the next 48 to 72 hours, and that is the status of Cole Anthony. Traveled with the team. Now, the Brandon Robinson situation is a little more complex. Carolina announcing before the game the other night in Blacksburg, he's had some neck stiffness as a result of the automobile accident that he was in a week ago. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. I wouldn't expect Robinson back in the short term. Maybe, you know, it sounds like it's game to game or week to week, if you will, for Brandon Robinson. However, the Cole Anthony situation, Pack, is very different.
Mm-hmm.
The Cole Anthony situation, because of the Instagram post, because of things that have been said, he's going to play. This rhetoric that is out there about if he's not going to play or he's going to play, just based on the attitude that we're seeing, if social media counts for anything, okay? So Cole Anthony plays. Could it be tomorrow? Could it be Monday night in Raleigh against NC State? Or maybe it's 8 days from now when they host Boston College in Chapel Hill? Because they do play Saturday, Monday, and then not again till Saturday. And just like with anybody coming back from injury, you don't expect Cole Anthony to come out there and play 40 minutes. The problem Carolina has is the insertion of Anthony into that lineup, whenever it occurs, how does that change the Tar Heel fortunes, which right now have not been good? The other night, you had Andrew Playtech in a 50-minute game play 46, 47 minutes. Garrison Brooks played a ton. Leaky Black plays a ton. I mean, Carolina's numbers are not great, and so we'll see what happens tomorrow at noon in Chapel Hill.
Well, let's be honest. If and when Cole Anthony and Robinson return, then the Heels will be much better as a team. The question is, they've dug themselves in such a hole. How far can they go, Wes?
I'm going to give
you those guys completely healthy the rest of the way.
Right.
Where can they go?
It's a great question.
Are they an NCAA tournament team if they catch on fire? They do have some quality wins early, believe it or not.
Well, here's the beauty of the 20 games. They're only 1-6. And you say, they're 1-6. If they were to catch fire, Anthony hit form again. Garrison Brooks, I will say this. If you go look at Garrison Brooks' numbers, Garrison Brooks' numbers have been fairly consistent, and he's had some huge nights, like the 30-odd against Georgia Tech. Can Carolina make a run? I have no clue. I have no feel for, you know, how is Leaky Black going to emerge. Carolina's issue is not going to be Cole Anthony or Garrison Brooks. Carolina has got to find people to score the basketball, Pat.
That's really my question to you. Great. I'm going to give you those guys healthy. How far back can they go? Can they get into the NCAA tournament? I think that's kind of a reach, quite frankly.
Could they get to 10-10?
Maybe. I mean, but everything's got to fall in place. I said this to you the other day. Mm-hmm. When you go down their schedule, even completely healthy, their schedule in the back half is nasty.
Yes, it is.
It is tough.
Yep.
And you know what? I don't think they're better than Louisville. I don't think they're better than Florida State or Duke. Healthy.
Yep.
How about that? So, all right, with that said, completely healthy, and you look at the schedule.
Duke twice, Florida State and Louisville one each. That's four.
And you got, you know, back and forth with NC State, who's red hot. You got two left with those guys. You got to make a road trip to Syracuse, playing great. You got to go to Notre Dame. They can shoot and score. I mean, nothing is easy, even completely healthy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as a fan of basketball, period, I want everybody healthy and let it rip.
Yep.
So, but I have a good vibe about North Carolina tomorrow. We'll see how that goes.
There are also some other interesting games tomorrow. One of them on ACC Network, a Pitt-Syracuse series that dates
back. You got
that
game, right?
I do, with Malcolm Huckabee. It will be there at noon at the Dome. Excited to see hot Pitt, hot Syracuse. And we'll talk to Mike Waters coming up in this half hour as well. When we come back, we'll also dive into a little bit of what is also on the table for ACC basketball tomorrow, as well as transfer portal.
Surprise, surprise.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Word has it on the street that Georgia Tech head football coach Jeff Collins has landed in Mecklenburg County.
No. Have we done that? We've got to We got somebody on that?
We have spies at the airport.
Is that right?
We do.
You got a text?
I absolutely do.
Has he on the ground?
Not necessarily feet on floor, but it has landed.
Right.
Collins has landed.
The plane has landed.
The big jacket has landed.
The big jacket.
The big jacket has landed in Mecklenburg County.
Okay.
He will be, by the way, before we get back to the hoops and all this stuff, he will be the first head coach to enter the basement.
Packer and Durham, right.
And I'm sensing that Jeff Collins will be a trendsetter, and that will continue as more coaches go, well, if Collins survived, man, why don't we just go hang out with those guys down there in the house?
It's not a real complicated process here at Packer and Durham, folks.
Once you know the password, you're in.
And the two stipulations.
Yep. Bring breakfast, pass the sniff test.
Because really, once you pass the sniff test, and today you only got to pass Fuller because Chester is
stuffed.
A dramatization.
You only have to bring food for Chester today because he's stuffed.
A dramatization of Chester over here on the Ottoman. A reenactment, if you will.
That's exactly what he looks like.
Here's the way I look at it. If you pass the sniff test and just put some sort of breakfast item up here, you're in.
It's simple.
Because the worst possible breakfast item has already occurred. Think
right.
about it.
That's right.
Tom Luganbill pulled a burrito from a pocket of his robe and handed it to us.
Right. And the dogs loved it.
And the dog, well, and it wasn't bad, I got to tell you.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was a QT breakfast burrito.
All right, let's get back to business. That's what they pay us to do.
All right, the basketball this weekend, and you're on the glob, okay? So here's a glob game for you.
All right, we got a lot of them.
Oh, we got a lot of them. Now, if you're in the top three, if you're Louisville, Florida State, and Duke.
You're free of the glob.
You're free of the glob.
NC State starting to bounce out of it a little bit.
Georgia Tech.
In the glob. But this is a dangerous game for NC State, Wes.
But they have Funderburk and Markell Johnson.
I know it, and I like what State's doing.
Right.
And Georgia Tech hasn't won a home game all year in the league.
Have not won a home game, period, since Nebraska in the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
And I know what NC State fans are going to do. Oh, don't say that. You're giving us the kiss of death. Hey, I'm going to say it to NC State fans. Go win. You want to get rid of all this, you know, nonsense conspiracy theories.
Can't have nice things.
Can't have nice things. Go win games. But this is a dangerous game, Wes. Georgia Tech can score. They've already beaten NC State once. And
37 minutes on Louisville the other night.
Yeah, they had Louisville in trouble on the road.
Yep.
But, of course, the Jackets have been good on the road. But here's the other thing. Do not look ahead NC State to North Carolina on Monday night. Do not do that. I'm telling you, if you're worried about, hey, is Cole Anthony coming back? Oh, my God, it's the light blue. We never beat these guys. If you're worried about such nonsense, you will find yourself in trouble in Atlanta.
Right.
Just go do what you're doing. The big win against Virginia, grinded it out, was impressive. NC State's on a good run right here.
All right.
Keep doing it.
All right, there's one. Here's the other one for you. There's only two games difference in the standings. It probably doesn't feel like that. But Virginia Tech travels to BC tomorrow, 2 o'clock on ESPNU. Jay Alter and Dallin Cuff will be there for the coverage. That is a big game for Mike Young, and I'll be honest with you, for Jim Christian,
it
too.
It is. BC's got to start holding serve at home.
Right.
Even though they did knock off Virginia there, it seems like that was a million years ago, but it wasn't that long ago.
Right.
And for the Hokies, the emotional double overtime win at home, they had to bounce back and hold serve.
Right.
Can you steal one on the road? Virginia Tech starting to play themselves out of the glob a little bit, but to do so, you got to win games like this.
Mm-hmm. To me, you get a kid like Landers Nolly, who struggled the other night and Virginia Tech won. I'll tell you, the Carolina win the other night for the Hokies gives you enough confidence to believe that Landers Nolly does not have to go get you 20 and Virginia Tech beat a quality opponent. Now, Carolina is a long shell of themselves from earlier in the year, but the idea that Landers Nolly can have single digits and you get contributions from Jalen Combe, Naheem Aleen, P.J. Horn, but here's the concern if I'm Mike Young. Nick Popovich played the other night for Boston College, and he was pretty good. He doesn't linger around the rim much, but the idea is you got to guard the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other portion of this is, what about Jarius Hamilton? What about guys, you know, Stephon Mitchell's kind of like the point center, point forward, if you will. He's going to put the ball in play. How does Virginia Tech handle the double overtime success? This is kind of a bridge game for the Hokies tomorrow, in my opinion, at Conte Forum.
Agreed.
All right. Clemson Louisville is on this list tomorrow. Notre Dame Florida State on this list. You got any vibe for either one of those? Any concerns either way?
I like the home team in both.
All right.
They're the two of the better teams in the league. There's three that we absolutely know about. Those two are at home. Florida State, we talked about how great they've been in terms of home games. Mm-hmm. Louisville, despite the scare against Georgia Tech, I think they'll be ready for Clemson, even though the Tigers are playing good basketball.
All right. Virginia Wake Forest is Sunday at noon. Wake Forest played really hard the other night. Clemson couldn't close after the win against. Yeah.
Virginia, are they going to make shots like they did in Atlanta a week ago? Then they're going to win comfortably. If they don't shoot well, Wake can. Wake played really well for 30 minutes at Clemson the other night. Really, they controlled the game until the last 10 minutes.
Does Virginia just ugly this thing up on Sunday at noon?
I think that's how they have to play, Wes. Mm-hmm. I mean, until they can prove that they can score and get to 65 points, I think every game kind of feels the same for Virginia.
Yeah. Dave O'Brien, Jordan Cornette, Katie George will be there on Sunday for you in Winston-Salem. Mike Waters going to join us at the bottom of the hour. I'll tell you, Pitt and Syracuse will be fun tomorrow. And here's why. They're both winning. They both have got stars pack. It's also a renewal of an old Big East series that, quite frankly, the Orange, this is an interesting stat. Each school has swapped winning 5 of 7 in the series, or 6 of 7 in the series.
Which one is it?
The last 14.
Wait, broadcaster guy, which one is
it? 6 of 7.
You're sure?
Yes.
All right. You're going to use that tomorrow?
Absolutely.
All right.
But here's the other thing. They split the last 14 games 7-7. It's crazy.
It's a lot of numbers for you. You've got that one?
Worked it all out.
All right. You got all your colored pencils and all that stuff?
I do.
All right. Then I'm going with it.
Yeah.
How about ladies last night? It was ladies night last night.
It was ladies night last night.
Jeff Walls, number 350, Louisville. How about that? They are still on top of the standings. They have yet to lose a conference game.
And good thing Wes Moore was with us the other day.
Yeah, for these, again, remember the guy that sent the email, you guys are – kiss of death. Well, all right. Yeah. NC State's women's basketball coach was on yesterday, won by 44 last night.
Yeah, sure did.
They're good, too, like you said.
He knows Carolina, big overtime win in Atlanta.
That was a big game.
Duke, a big win at Syracuse last night.
Beat by 30.
Yeah.
Q got beat by 30.
Yeah. Oof. Didn't look happy after the game.
You lose by 30 in anything, that's not good.
Yeah. Interesting night of women's basketball. League's good.
Well, league's really good, especially at the top. I mean, there's three or four really, really good teams. But, you know, you got Louisville's undefeated, NC State 7-1, their game back. Mm-hmm. Then you got the Florida State, North Carolina, Georgia Tech all tied after that. So it'll be a shootout coming down the stretch. But, man, Louisville is really playing good basketball.
And Muffet McGraw will join us at 9:30.
Looking forward to that. And she, you know, we showed the clip of the other day of how emotional she was.
Sure.
Trying to figure out how to hit the right buttons and stuff. And she's always a smart interview. Every time we've had her on, she's always been good. So we look forward to that.
We told you going to break in the last segment, the quarterback competition at Miami's gotten one log lighter, if you will.
A little thinner.
Jaren Williams has entered the transfer portal. I can't say I'm surprised. The question is he going to be the only one? Accurate thrower, ups and downs. I thought at times he was fantastic. I thought other times he looked like he had regressed a little bit. Rhett Lashley's the new offensive coordinator. I'm not going to tell you this is a stunner. I just don't. The power in the student athlete right now to make these decisions is phenomenal. That's really kind of what I'm going to say.
That's right.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I think Jaren Williams finds a home. I don't think it's going to be at the level Jaren Williams wants it to be.
I think he's a talented kid.
I do too. I mean, he can play for somebody, but is it going to be in a Power 5 school right away? I don't know that. Well, I don't know what. Pack, the quarterback position in college football has become a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately deal.
Well, Miami's situation, and this is the only thing we're talking about. Nicosi Perry's sitting there. Got Tate Martell's sitting there. Now Mr. King's made the transfer in. You know, having quality depth is so critical at every position. Right? And I'm not telling you something you don't already know. But when you have an offensive line that needs help,
right?
Wes, and this is how I look at it, that – I mean, you better have more than one guy. That's all I'm saying. Now, you're not rooting for, you know, any disasters here, and you hope everybody stays relatively healthy. But I think Miami's situation, if you're going to play this, you know, going to get away from a kind of pro style and we're going to run it, hey, your quarterback is at the mercy. You better have dudes behind him. That's all I'm saying. Jaren Williams leaving is not good for Miami. Just telling you.
Well, that leaves Nicosi Perry, Tate Martell.
I just said.
And whoever redshirted.
That's what I'm talking about. And let's be honest, Tate Martell does not look like a quarterback.
But Tate Martell, to be honest with you, for what Rhett Lashley does, he's more of a fit than and Nikosi Perry are as more of a fit than Jaren Williams.
Well, that may be true, but you better keep them healthy and happy in that order.
How does a coach handle this?
We're going to talk to Jeff Collins. You know why? Here's how a coach handles it: by recruiting great players.
Right.
That's the only answer to the question.
Yep. Anyway, so Jaren Williams is in the transfer portal. He won't be. He's not the first, and he won't be the last. By the way, Boston College got some news. One of the players they were looking at, Kobe White's
back.
Withdrew his transfer.
That's great news for Jeff Affley. He's a player.
It's a little bit like the hokey pokey. You put your foot in, you take your foot out, and you shake it all about.
Now, if you had a hokey pokey reference in the first 30 minutes of Packer and Durham, you have just won a prize. I'm not going to be honest with you, that was not on my radar.
Packer and Durham.
Tons of guests coming your way, not to mention Jeff Collins, head football coach at Georgia Tech, will be with us here in the basement. But right now, let's talk a little Syracuse, because the Orange is in Fuego, and you are heading there
for
the Pitt game tomorrow. And Mike Waters joins us, and again, he has been a regular on this program many, many times. Mike, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great this morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're good, and it's got to be fun watching this team kind of turn the corner, because the last couple of weeks, this Syracuse team looks good, man. They're playing well.
You know, they have, and they really haven't improved that much. It's just been enough to turn a couple narrow losses early on in ACC play into wins. And probably the most interesting thing about that is of their three conference losses, all came at home, and they've now avenged all three of them with road wins at Virginia, Virginia Tech, and Notre Dame in the last 2 weeks.
Mike, it's easy to point to Elijah Hughes and Buddy Boeheim here, but Mark Dolezal's numbers are really impressive, and so is Garrard. I mean, for a young freshman, he plays with a tremendous moxie.
A little bit of a chip on his shoulder. Maybe the one guy on this team full of nice guys that plays with an edge. A few dust-ups in both Notre Dame games, and coming from a freshman, probably something the Syracuse team needs. He's shows a willingness to take the shot, but at the same time, he's not turning the ball over. He played 40 minutes on Wednesday night at Notre Dame without a single turnover. And you mentioned Dolezal. You know, he's only 185 pounds dripping wet,
right,
and yet he's willing to go in there and mix it up with bigger guys, and he's been giving them a lot more rebounds lately and showing the ability to get a shot off now. And it's something that the Syracuse coaches have been hoping to see for about 2 years, and it's starting to come through. And, you know, so it's – especially when you look at Marek Dolezal and Bahram Asidibe, they're juniors. So you can't say they're young, but they're both guys that we're stepping into much bigger roles this year, and I think now they're starting to get comfortable in those roles.
Mike, I know that everybody's excited about the future, but I'm kind of bummed out that we're not going to see at least another Notre Dame-Syracuse basketball game, because those first two now, in this day and age of college hoops where nobody can make a shot, those two have really put on a show.
Haven't they? It's been so refreshing, I got to tell you. and listen, I like a good defensive battle as much as the next guy, but after a while you get tired of 1-0 pitcher's duels, and you kind of want to see a few runs score, don't you?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, two games, both teams in the 80s in each game, and the total margin of difference is 3 points. It was a lot of fun both times, both at the Dome and at the Joyce Center. So, unfortunately, you know, part of it is both teams do struggle on defense, and that's why they both got records like they do. But, nah, man, sign me up. ACC tournament in Greensboro. Can we get a Notre Dame Syracuse game?
That'd be great.
Yeah, it would be great. Hey, if Jim Boeheim has seen, you know, more basketball, he's forgotten more basketball than most of us know, but this particular team, what's been unique about it from his perspective, you think?
Well, you know, a lot of people, Syracuse fans included, think that he doesn't change anything and it's all though he's the same and stuff. But look at the difference in this year's team offensively to the last 2 years. In the last 2 years when they struggled to score, when it was all isolation ball and they really didn't have consistent 3-point shooting threats, and then the script is completely flipped this season. It's a team that starts out the year relying on the three-pointer. They're living and dying by the three-pointer. They're taking a high percentage of their overall field goal attempts are coming from three-point range. One of the top Power 5 teams in the country in terms of three-point percentage, you know, with Elijah Hughes and Buddy Boeheim and Joe Girard. And now other teams are having to change the way they're defending Syracuse and making Syracuse go off the bounce. And lo and behold, the last two games against Notre Dame and Virginia Tech, they didn't make they were in single digits in three-pointers made. And they won both games. So it's amazing to me, like, you know, this guy is 75 years old and you think he'd want to keep things the same all the time. He's changing things year to year and even game to game at this point.
By the way, Mike, you know, four of the next five are at home. We always think of the Carrier Dome or the Dome as being one of the great home court advantages. But this team has played much better on the road. Why is that?
I don't know. It is a mystery. One of the reasons is I think they did better when they got a second shot at Virginia, Virginia Tech, and Notre Dame. They dropped all those ACC home games before they got a chance to return match those. And as we were talking earlier, I think they've gotten a little bit better. They've gotten much better since the opener way back in early November against Virginia up here. You know, to only score 34 points in that game and to lose it by 14 the way they did. And Virginia's struggling now, too. That team has changed. So that team that Syracuse got down in Charlottesville, they've now got struggles that they didn't have, I don't think, on opening night. But Joe Girard has changed this team a little bit. He didn't start the year as in the starting lineup.
Right.
They've had to make changes. And again, Buddy Boeheim was a first-time starter. Elijah Hughes was in a brand new role, and so were Marek Dolezal and Varama Sidibe. So I think it's just taken this team a while, and it's amazing what stacking a couple wins will do to a team's confidence.
Mike,
they
want to wrap.
Not win that Notre Dame game if they play that game in December.
Yeah, it's a good point. I want to. It's a timing is everything in the ACC, and tomorrow is interesting because here is Pittsburgh coming off a couple wins. And obviously the Orange has picked up a couple wins. And now all of a sudden we've got an old Pitt Syracuse feel to this thing tomorrow. You know, here comes Pitt with the two slashing guards. Champagne is an interesting prospect for them because he can score at distance and he can score around the rim. Jeff Capel's doing a really nice job rebuilding what was a bad basketball program a couple of years ago. These two meet at interesting spots in the road tomorrow. You've covered this series for a long, long time. It seems it has the feel that both are kind of on the way back a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and it's great. Because I remember when these teams from the Big East joined the ACC, and I was telling a lot of folks from the ACC, wait till you go to the Peterson Event Center. It's amazing. It's the best atmosphere outside of Cameron Indoor. And then Pitt got a little sideways there for a few years, and I had a lot of people looking at me like I was an idiot. But to see Jeff Capel bring them back now, and they've rearranged the arena now, and you can see the student section, the Oakland Zoo on TV, and I'm telling you, they're going to get behind this team awful fast in Pittsburgh because they're playing a style that you can get behind and you like. And you know, Xavier Johnson and Trey McGowans are a tough little backcourt.
Yep.
By the way, Wes Durham rolls into Syracuse tomorrow on his birthday. Do you know of any plans that the contingent of 25,000 have for Wes as he walks out on the floor?
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Just ask him. I think we can get about 25,000 to join him in happy birthday tomorrow. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah. Well, Fuller's excited.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, thanks a ton. Appreciate it.
Hey, you got to go get a boot at Wolf's Beer Garden, Wes.
Oh, see? There we go.
There's the birthday celebration.
Free boot of beer. 2 liters, it's free on your birthday, dude, and I want to be there to see you drink it.
All right.
Hey, by the way, is that pre or post game?
No, that would be post. It's a
post,
noon start.
I'm just
Thanks.
Asking.
Appreciate
just asking.
It, Pac. Hey, Mike, I'll see you tomorrow. Look forward to it.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, you bet. Fuller's barking. You know what that means?
You know what that means?
Yeah, Tony Roby. We're going to talk Virginia Tech wrestling.
No, it means that... There's a predator.
There is a
on the
predator.
On the property.
Yeah, and you know what else?
He's got a yellow jacket on his forehead.
That's exactly right. When we come back, we will get Tony Roby to join us, the Virginia Tech wrestling coach. We're going to get Fuller, who's got a fin up. He's ready to ride. You can see the tail. And so we'll talk to Tony Roby of Virginia Tech.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Yes, we have breakfast, and yes, he's passed the sniff test. You'll hear from the head coach at Georgia Tech coming up at the top of the hour, but he went to front row seat.
Wait a second. Wait, hold on. Two things. One, the show is now called Packer Durham and Collins, apparently.
Yes.
Second part is there a receipt on that box? Are you expecting us to pay you back?
No.
Okay. Is there, look at it. Is that a receipt, Packer?
This would be the concur.
Yeah.
Coach, you'll get reimbursed, I'm going to say about September, right after the Clemson game.
Yeah. The man passed the sniff test. He brought breakfast. This is unbelievable. Before we get to Jeff Collins and a full hour of Jeff Collins, by the way, ACC wrestling tonight. Sean Kenny and Rock Harrison will be at the castle.
Of course, Rock Harrison's going to be there.
By the way,
who else will be doing wrestling?
Well,
wrestling,
that's kind of the way I look at it too.
Named Rock.
And by the way, a shout out to Chris Ward, who said, "Is Hands of Stone Ronnie Garvin going to be there tonight?"
Oh,
no, he's not. But Tony Roby's got Virginia Tech at number 3 in the country. And when we talked to the Hokies head coach, we asked him about the league itself because it's carved a nice niche for itself nationally. And what's been the secret?
Well, I think this is something that's been building for a long time. This is my 14th year at Virginia Tech, so I've been in the ACC and in this conference for a long time. So I've seen it grow from, a league that was kind of fighting and scratching and clawing to be mentioned among, the better leagues in the NCAA. And we're at a point now where, we've got 4 teams ranked in top 12 in the country or top 13 in the country. I think we've got teams and we've got individuals that are being mentioned as the best in NCAA wrestling. So I think it's a byproduct of a lot of things. I think institutions have committed to the sport of wrestling. I think that they have seen the level of success that some of the programs like ourselves and NC State has had, and they've jumped on board. They've hired some really good coaches. These are great institutions, as we all know, easy places to recruit to. We're kind of, in this part of the country, we're in a hotbed for high school wrestling on the East Coast. So I think it's a byproduct of all those things. But it's certainly an exciting time to be a part of wrestling in the ACC.
Coach, tonight, North Carolina, it is a showdown match in Blacksburg. A kind of preview for a lot of folks who maybe have never seen an ACC wrestling match, much less two top 10 teams going after each other, 3 against 12 technically. But what's the preview tonight for you specifically?
I think it's going to be a fan. If you've never watched the sport of wrestling, you're not that familiar with it, I think this is a great opportunity for you to take advantage of this and check it out. And I'm certain that if you give it a chance, you'll get sold on the sport of wrestling. I think the exciting thing about this dual meet and what really makes dual meets or matches great are there's a lot of what we call toss-up matches throughout the course of this match. So there's 10 weight classes. We'll have 10 wrestlers. They'll have 10 wrestlers. And if you go up and down the lineups at the weight classes, it's really difficult to predict who's going to win a lot of those matches. I think there'll be a lot of matches that are decided by 1 or 2 points that could come down to the closing seconds or the third period. And that's really what makes wrestling exciting. So from that aspect, it's a great match to tune in and check it out. I think people will certainly get an entertainment value. It's going to be worth watching.
Coach, the other aspect is not only do you have great teams, those teams are made up of tremendous individual talent. I mean, you mentioned the 10 weight classes. There are guys ranked in the top 20 nationally on both squads here that ultimately you're going to have ranked versus ranked here. And I mean, some real showdowns tonight.
Yeah, no question. In a lot of places. And if you look at, every lineup in the ACC, that's the way it is. I mean, not only top 20 ranked guys, but we've got, top 10, top 5 ranked guys. We've got guys that are ranked the top 2 or 3 in the country. There's 2 guys that'll be wrestling tonight that are both ranked number 2 in the country. We've got another guy ranked number 3 in the country. So you're going to see some of the best wrestlers in the country, some of the best athletes in the country, some of the best athletes in the ACC. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a glimpse into really what makes wrestling special. And hopefully, you know, with this being the first match ever broadcasted on the ACC network, I think it's an opportunity for us to showcase to the fans in the ACC what wrestling's all about, and hopefully get it to catch on like it has in other conferences and really at the NCAA tournament.
Coach, from a coaching perspective, take us into your mind a little bit. Is there a rah-rah speech here, or, hey, you guys know, North Carolina's really good, we're really good, let's go get it. From a coaching perspective, what do you tell those guys tonight?
Well, I definitely think that, you know, we can pretend like it's not different, but it is. When we go into ACC play or ACC wrestling, the stakes go up. It matters a lot more. We have opportunities to win ACC regular season championships, and then we have an opportunity to win an ACC team championship. So our level of focus and our level of intensity has to be off the charts. We've got to raise our game, and we've got to raise our effort level, you know, and go out there and be ready to fight for 7 minutes. You know, essentially that's what wrestling is. It turns into a fight with rules, and we've got to be ready to scrap the entire time and every second that we're on the mat. So I think if we do that, we can feel really good about the outcome, but, you know, it's going to be a scrap. There's no question.
All right, you guys are third in the country at 8-0. Carolina's 12th. They've lost one match this year. This is your first ACC match. 2 years ago, you guys won the ACC title. You take the first step. We spend time, obviously, on the show talking about basketball and the consequences of conference play. We do it in football as well. The consequences with a smaller school count in the sport of wrestling, does that double down then on these conference matches?
I think it does. Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of margin for error because you only get, you know, you only get 5 opportunities to go compete against ACC teams. So, certainly you cannot have, you know, you can't stumble because, the chances of other teams stumbling, it's minimal. And, you gotta go out and you have to be on your game and you have to bring your best effort every single time that you step on the mat when it comes to conference play. And we're going to see these guys again. We're going to see them at the ACC tournament. There's a chance we could see them at the NCAA tournament. So it's important that you set the tone right away the first time you meet with them.
Coach, up in the Lane Stadium a gazillion times, enter Sandman. Wednesday night, we watched a double overtime thriller with North Carolina rolling in right there to Blacksburg at the Castle. When folks tune in tonight, what is the atmosphere like for number 3 versus number 12? Everybody kind of knows everybody. This is a wrestling thing. But for folks that turn in tonight to ACC Network to see this match, what will they see and hear? And how would you compare it to other venues for Virginia Tech at home?
Castle Coliseum, and as I think everybody knows that's watched a basketball game or a sporting event in Castle Coliseum, it's a great place to compete for us. So hopefully we get something very similar to the other night when Virginia Tech took down UNC in double overtime. So we might not have quite as many fans there, but it'll be a great crowd. I know that much. I mean, our following here at Virginia Tech over the course of the last decade, the way it's grown and the support that we have from the Hokie Nation has been impressive. And we need all the Virginia Tech fans, all the North Carolina fans to come out and support these guys and have a great show. And this is a historic event for wrestling in the ACC. So, I think we'll have a fantastic crowd. I think the environment will be electric. I think it'll be loud. I think it'll be exciting. I think the match will live up to the hype. I think it's going to be a great, great showcase of wrestling in the ACC.
Tony, we wish you a lot of luck. We thank you for spending some time with us, and I know we're excited, everybody here involved with the network, to start showcasing ACC wrestling on Friday nights.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you having me. Look forward to hopefully getting back on sometime soon.
Sounds great. Wish you the best.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, Coach, great job. Thank you, as always. Here we go.
You got it, man. Thank you.
Friday night wrestling in the ACC. Jeff Gons, that sounds about right, doesn't it?
There's no doubt. No doubt.
We got a lot to cover with Collins in the 8 o'clock hour, don't we, Pac?
We do. We're going to talk a lot of Georgia Tech coming up, obviously, in the next hour. But let's bring out my man Robert here behind the scenes.
What's Robert got?
Robert has a little present here. Not only do we have Bojangles taking care of business, But there you go, Western. Open it up, man.
Oh, stop it. Who brought me a birthday cake?
What are you talking about? Who do you think brought it to you? Mrs. Packer, because you knew we weren't going to get you anything. All right, there you go.
Look at that. That's very sweet.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Vic, you'll be upset, Western. Jeff. I can't eat all this.
Right.
Well, you know, there's a thing called a doggy bag.
Yeah. And, man, what am I going to do with that?
I know what you're going to do with it. You're going to put it right here. We're going to slice it up. I'm going to have cake and Jeff Collins. That's what we're going to do.
Thank you. My birthday's tomorrow. Me and Mark Schlereth, by the way, born on the exact same day.
Hmm.
January 25th, 1966.
Hey, Fuller, guess what? You got biscuits and chocolate cake.
Holy
man.
Cow. Thanks, folks. Y'all are kind. I appreciate that. That looks good.
The Packer and Durham Podcast.